Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Welcome, Jenna, from Time Out.
Morena.
Thank you very much for braving the wild weather and trekking into BFM.
It was fine at school holidays, so zipped in.
Okay, easy commute. Nice one. Now, what are we talking about today?
I'm really excited to talk to you about this book today. It's called All That We Know by Shiloh Kinor. It's published by Moa Press, and it just came out last week. And so this is Shiloh's debut adult novel. She wrote a young adult's book called Porangi Boy, which won the best young adult's book at the Children's Book Awards in 2021. And this is about a young woman. Her name's Ma Raikura, and she's just out of high school. She's living with her nan in Ponsonby, where her nan has been there since before the gentrification of Ponsonby. Mm-hmm. Her best friend Eru has just left for his Mormon mission trip to Hawaii, and she's incredibly pissed about it because it's her best friend abandoning her for religion. And she's riding this wave of having had this high school speech she gave go viral online, denouncing racism within her school. And so she leaves school early in this big storm, and she starts a year-long course in immersion te reo Māori. She's really unsettled in her belonging and identity as a Māori woman due to the distance between her and her waere whānau. Her nan doesn't speak to her family from up north, and her nan is also has the lived experience of urbanization of being a Māori woman, yes, and sort of leaving things behind.
Totally.
Ma Raikura is just kind of like questioning that, like, Nan, why don't you speak te reo Māori to me? You know, and Nan's like, don't even worry about it. So this is this kind of, you know, I think one reason this book really spoke to me is I'm full in Rumaki Reo at the moment as well, and I'm kaitahu, and it's sort of like the roller coaster of emotions that you go on, and the kind of the anger that you feel of being like, I shouldn't even be in this class. We should already know this, these feelings of colonization and what your previous generations have done to survive and leaving that behind. So Ma Raikura feels this weight on her, but she's at the same time is becoming this voice this voice for the people because of this viral video and what stems on from that. And she's dating, and she's, you know, making new friends and, like, really judging of other people around her. She's being judged, other people are being judged. So it captures this nuance of being a young Māori person, living and moving in the world, and being careful with your words and acknowledging the people behind you and leaders above you and when you should speak and when you shouldn't. But so it sounds really serious, but this book is so funny. It's a really funny, sharply written, I kind of hate that word, the description of books, everyone describes them as sharp, but it's just like so on the nose. It's an observational book, and it's set in Auckland. It's
super
such
local.
Super local, vibrant, all these touchstones that you all know of living in Auckland. You've started it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've started it. And it's, I mean, I can't think of the last book I read that was like hyper-local. And, you know, she's referencing locations all over town that most people that live in Tāmaki would be familiar with.
Exactly. And it's getting a lot of comparisons to this book, which I was just introducing to you, called Greta and Valden by Rebecca K. Riley. And I haven't felt a new book like this where you're just like, it kind of gives you the book tingles. You're like, yes, I can't wait to recommend this to people because it's so on the nose and it's articulating a feeling in the air, whether you're living it or observing it or hearing it being spoken about, that I think that you'll only gain from it. Mm-hmm. It is confronting because Ma Raikura is like, she is pissed off and she is reading everyone. I felt reading this book, I think you can't take that personally while you're reading that book, and you're going to read her evolution as a human, and maybe because she's not always right.
Yes.
And that's really cool to read as well. Her activism can be misguided, and she's just learning how complex people are, and people may not be who they look like. Like, she's being judged by the way that she's looked like as a Maori woman sometimes, not being able to speak te reo, but what she's judging of people who pass as white, who are Pākehā learning te reo Maori. Like, that's a big discussion of who should be learning te reo Maori, where those spaces are for, safe spaces are for people to learn, who should get what support should be for all of those people, which are really big questions to ask. I think what else do I want to say? It's also, I would compare it to Coco Solid's book, How to Loiter in the Turf War, for that really, like, just, there's just this pulsing energy to it. Yeah. It's really great.
This is a very excellent and succinct review or teaser promo trailer for the book.
I'm just trying to think. I feel like I've missed something out. So it's like, obviously, so it's a novel about being Maori. It's about, yes, so much about colonization. Steve Brawnius picked up on it. He had read the first six chapters after the launch last week, and he said colonization is mentioned in almost every paragraph. Hmm. It's about being queer as well. It's about being online, building relationships. It's just a vibrant, nuanced, intelligent novel. It's a must read. I think it's going to be pick up that energy that Greta and Valden and Coco Solis book picked, where people like have to give it to someone to,
yes,
read. And it's
super contemporary.
Yeah, yeah, which, yep, is so fun. So we love at the bookshop when these books come in, we're just like, oh my God, you have to read this. Mm-hmm. No questions asked.
Excellent. So copies are on the shelf right now?
On the shelf at Time Out. So it's All That We Know, Shiloh Kino, and it's $38, and it's published by our friends at Moa Press. They're doing so well, and I think it's a really important book to read. I think you're going to see a lot of this over the next couple of years.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
You're welcome.
And shout out Time Out.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.